Profile of the Trainer. The work of the bartender and the trainer have a lot in common. In both professions, it is important to skillfully establish and maintain contacts and care for the image and quality of the services. The bartender, in order to acquire clients, and the trainer, in order to enable professional development for those who need it. While the customers in the bar can change relatively quickly, the trainer stays with the learners in the long term, depending on the duration of the training. When conducting a course for bartenders, the trainer should have no problem in making contact with the group. However, this is not enough. Effective cooperation and acceptance of his role as a facilitator is still needed. So, it is very important what impact the first impression will have on the group members. How to take care of them. A professional look will strengthen your image. Before the course, match your outfit so that it corresponds to the group that you are training. Where there is a looser atmosphere, the outfit can be looser, although the trainer in a bow tie and braces will always look interesting. A lot depends on you and the sense of the situation. Pay attention to details, well-groomed and clean hands, aesthetic hairstyle, good quality perfumes. It's only the basics, but do not forget them. The second important element is how you speak. Try to do it smoothly and understandably. Make the speech direct to the participants. Observe them and show that you can listen to what they have to say. Take breaks every now and then and give yourself time to see the group's reaction. Do not forget about gesturing. It is important, but it cannot be overdone. Your movement should be smooth and highlight the activity or statement. After the first impression comes time for the second and even the third. Here, it is also worth remembering some important matters. None, even the best looks and timbre of voice, can replace competence. Always be prepared, and if something surprises you, do not react nervously. Give yourself time. You can always say, "That's a great question. Let's think together." And then lead a brainstorm. Remember that the trainer can be poorly assessed by those participants who are not reached or will not be credible and convincing to them. During the course of the class, try to be specific and factual. Check if everyone has understood you correctly and refer to your own experiences. Show that you know your profession well and have a lot of practice. If you show something by example, have it mastered to perfection. No one will believe what you say if half of the drink that is being prepared by you ends up on the floor. Remember to respect the training participants and be open to their reactions. Be tolerant and let them feel appreciated when their ideas are used. The mutual respect of roles favours a good atmosphere. And do not forget to add portions of good humour.